Frivolous lawsuits are often the subject of political stump speeches and lobbyists, but for commentator Holly Rossi, the legal system got a lot more personal when she wound up in small claims court.
Victory was ours. 8 months after a terrible episode with a home improvement contractor led to a lawsuit in small claims court, it was finally over. We won both his frivolous suit against us and our counterclaim against him. He owed us $818.81 and was ordered by the court to pay. Yes, justice. But if only that were the end of the story. We quickly became acquainted with the legal quagmire that is small claims court when the contractor made a motion to vacate the judgment against him. He had no new evidence to offer the judge. He just didn't like the decision. When told that his motion was dismissed, he flew into such a rage that my husband and I had to be escorted to our car by two armed court officers. "You'll get it in pennies," was the last thing the contractor growled before storming out of the courtroom. Now, my husband and I are fairly well-educated people, but we just couldn't figure this system out. The deadline for the contractor to pay us had passed, so we would have to appear in court for a third time for a hearing on why he hadn't paid. If at that hearing we agreed on a payment plan and the contractor continued to withhold payment, we would appear yet again in court to report that. If he didn't show up for the payment hearing at all, we would hire the sheriff to physically bring him into the courtroom, the cost of which would be added to the judgment he's already refusing to pay. This was a lot of work for a legal victory, but there was another option here. We could just let it go. We'd be out our $800, but the actual cost of missing work to keep up these court appearances, not to mention the mental strain of having to be escorted to your car by armed court officers, was surely higher. The contractor is an unstable person, and maybe we'd all be happier if we never had to be in a room with him again. So this was what it came down to. Pursue justice for justice's sake and collect what was ours, or skip the hassle and get back to our lives. But upset and disappointed as we were, we chose to walk away. We just weren't willing to commit ourselves any further to something that might have no payoff in the end. We didn't show up at the payment hearing last week. But lo and behold, the day after the hearing, a certified mail notice arrived from the post office. We had a parcel from the contractor. My husband picked up the heavy box and headed straight for the police station, where he opened it in the presence of an officer, just in case. But inside was a money order for $800 and $18.81 in pennies. Well, what do you know? The contractor was true to his word in the end, and we got a genuine moment of good old American justice.
Commentator Holly Rossi lives near Boston.